It's a Thursday edition of Locked On Warriors. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat writer for the Mercury News. Make sure to follow Locked On Warriors on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, or wherever you get podcasts for episodes every day, Monday through Friday. The Warriors lost a tough one in Washington last night, but it's not all bad. I break down the game on today's episode and discuss my big takeaway from the five-game trip. It's coming up. This episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the app and join me by following me at WC Goldberg to be notified when my rooms go live several times a week discussing the Warriors. Get in on the conversation. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
The Warriors lose a tough one in Washington last night, 118 to 114 to the Wizards. Two hot teams going into that game, two teams in the thick of the play-in race in their respective conferences, but the Warriors lose largely because Steph Curry finally went cold after 11 straight games with 30 or more points, just in fuego, just absolutely crazy numbers. He finally comes back down to earth, 18 points, 7 of 25 shooting, 2 of 14 from three-point range, missed his first seven shots from beyond the arc, and to me, the big thing with Steph was the six turnovers in the game. Washington swarmed him. Russell Westbrook was the primary defender on Steph, and Westbrook is, to generously state it, not a very good defender normally. But on Wednesday night, he locked up Steph for big portions. He did what he needed to do, which was to bother Steph. The Wizards double-teamed him, triple-teamed him all night long, swarmed him every time he got the ball. Steph was a little out of rhythm, and a lot of those turnovers came early. He did score well from inside the three-point line. Went 5 of 11 on two-point attempts. So it wasn't all bad, but when that three-point shot isn't going, the Warriors' offense kind of got out of sorts. He still took 14 threes, as he has during this stretch. He just made two of them. So it was a tough game. It would have been a blowout loss if not for some key contributions off the bench. Kelly Oubre, in the second game since coming back from his wrist injury, 24 points on 8 of 17 shooting, went 6 of 6 from the free throw line, added 9 rebounds, 2 blocks, and was a plus 6 off the bench. Jordan Poole, 22 points on 7 of 16 shooting, 6 of 10 from three-point range. I mean, hit back-to-back threes in the fourth quarter to help give the Warriors a big run, and the Warriors led for a big part of that fourth quarter, and it looked like they were going to cruise to a win here and finish this five-game trip with a 4-1 record. But Washington battled back, and Bradley Beal finally caught fire. 29 points on the night, 8 of 21 shooting, did most of his damage in the second half. Davis Bertans gave the Warriors fits, 19 points, 4 of 10 from three-point range. Backup center Daniel Gafford, 19 points on 7-11 shooting, 10 rebounds. The Warriors' size was exploited, especially in those second units. But the Warriors had a chance late. They had a chance late, but down two with 8 seconds left, forced a turnover at half court. Kent Bazemore finds Andrew Wiggins sprinting towards the basket. Wiggins has a wide open layup, and it rims off, falls off the left side of the rim. The Warriors can't get the tip in. That's their final score, 118 to 114, after Davis Bertans hits free throws on the other end. So a tough loss. And look, that missed layup is going to keep Andrew Wiggins up at night. It's going to keep Andrew Wiggins up at night, but that is not why they lost that game. That is not why that lost the game. They would have forced overtime and honestly probably would have lost in overtime. They probably would have lost in overtime. They just didn't have the legs tonight. They looked tired. Steph, from this just torrid stretch of scoring, just didn't have the legs under him. Wiggins, 14 points on 5 of 20 shooting, wasn't great. Draymond Green looked tired. He ends up fouling out with a few minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, and without him, the defense started to give up that run to Washington. But this was a team that was tired. They have been away from home for a week. 5 straight games on the road. That's tough. That's tough. The good news is, if you're the Warriors, you lose to the Wizards on a night where Memphis lost to the Clippers, Portland lost to Denver, and San Antonio lost to Miami. The only team that's kind of in your range in, for, as far as the play-in standings go, the Mavericks beat the Pistons 127-117. Luka Doncic, 30 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists for Dallas, so he is rolling. But outside of that, you get losses from San Antonio, you get a loss from Memphis, and you get a loss from the Trailblazers. So you're not really impacted in the short-term standings. As of now, the Warriors are still in possession of 9th in the Western Conference, still just a game back of Memphis for that 8th seed spot, and still just two games, despite Dallas winning, still just two games behind Dallas for the 7th seed. And Portland continues to come back down to earth a little bit. Portland has now lost 3 straight. They're 3-7 over the last 10. Things seem rocky there with that team and Terry Stotts. So not all bad, right? Tough loss for the Warriors. You're 3-2 on this road trip. But at least you get losses from San Antonio, Memphis, and Portland on that same night. So we'll get to some Twitter questions from the game next. But first, I want to talk about Theragun. Don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body. Whether you're an elite athlete or someone like me, just trying to make it through the day tension-free, Theragun can help. Theragun is the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using a scientifically calibrated combo of depth, speed, and power, and it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. The Gen 4 Theragun doesn't just feel good, it gets to the source of the pain by releasing tension using Theragun's signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. Whether you want to treat your muscle tensions from a workout, an injury, or just the stresses of everyday life, there's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. The OLED screen and design make you feel like you're holding something from the future. Just go to their site and check it out, and the Theragun app learns from your behaviors and suggests guided routines. Theragun is trusted by 250 professional sports teams like Real Madrid and elite athletes like Paul George, DeAndre Hopkins, Maria Sharapova, hundreds of thousands of customers, and me. Try Theragun for 30 days starting at only $199. Go to theragun.com/lockedon right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's theragun.com/lockedon, theragun.com/lockedon. The Locked On Podcast Network is covering the NFL Draft from all angles. Catch up on the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 podcast presented by Odyssey. Follow Locked On NFL Draft and the Draft Dudes podcast for the latest draft news. And stay tuned for more info on our live NFL Draft coverage. All right, let's get to some questions from the game. This one comes from Jeff, who writes in, the minutes Wiggins has played on top of having to guard the other team's best player has caught up with him as well. I think it caught up to him in that game. Andrew Wiggins, 14 points of 5 of 20 shooting, 0 of 7 from three-point range, and a good indicator of when a player is tired, when his legs are just not under him, is that three-point shot. Wiggins, 0 for 7 from three-point range. You just can't get your legs underneath you. You can't get that lift that you usually get. The arc is a little bit different and all sorts of things. With Steph, 2 of 14 from three-point range, you could tell it was probably similar. Wiggins, 38 minutes tonight. Steph, 36 minutes in that game. But with Steph specifically, he was missing things to the left of the rim, to the right. It wasn't just legs for Steph in that game. I do think that there was a little bit of pressing from him. Maybe he was defaulting a little bit too much, trying to just get it all back from three-point range when that two-point shot, getting to the basket, was really working for him. I thought he should have done that more. But to go back to Andrew Wiggins, it was a tough night for him, but he was still a +6 because of the defense that he played on Bradley Beal. I thought his defense on Beal was really good. And if you look at what Wiggins has done, specifically on that trip, he plays 27 minutes in that blowout win against Oklahoma City. He is a +33 in that game. He was awesome in the few minutes that he had to play because the Warriors blew out the Thunder. In Cleveland, he played in that the next game, he plays nearly 35 minutes. He's a +20 in that game. In Boston, he plays 41 minutes. In Philadelphia, he plays 41 minutes. And then in Washington, he plays 38. And before he went 5 of 20 shooting in Washington, look at it. These are his shooting percentages. 54.5% in Philadelphia, 53% in Boston, 56% in Cleveland, 50% in Oklahoma City. Overall, in the month of April, Wiggins has been really good. We're talking about 35 minutes per game, 46% shooting overall. His three-point shot has come back down to earth a little bit to 31%. But he's getting 5 rebounds a game, 2.5 assists, more than one steal a game, a block a game. And the Warriors have been 3.1 points better when he's played. And if you take out some stinkers that he had, like the Milwaukee game, he wasn't great in that Toronto game, that Toronto blowout, nobody was. If you take all that kind of stuff out from the month of April, he's been really good for the Warriors. So I'm not concerned about him going forward. In fact, I think he's been one of their most important players through this stretch. Steph obviously being the most important. Kevon Looney playing center has been very helpful. And all those things. But for Wiggins, not that much concern. Dante writes in, Steph had his worst game of the year, debatedly. Before that, he scored 30-plus in 11 games straight. I think he's going to be quite all right. He'll be fine. Again, tired legs, away from home for a week. And there was just going to be a point where he comes back down to earth. To me, what's going to be interesting is whether or not Steph can get back to that sort of scoring, or if he's going to kind of fall back to, instead of 30 or more points per game, 25 to 30 points per game, which is a big difference. That's a big difference. Not all these, the Warriors weren't blowing out all these teams, right? You beat Philadelphia by 11. You lost to Boston by 5. And you lost to Washington by 4. I mean, these last three were kind of close. Even that 11-point win over Philadelphia, that was kind of, it didn't feel like an 11-point win, right? That could have gone either way at the end there. So they're going to need Steph to be otherworldly. And I think that's what we learned, right? Even on a night where you get 24 points from Kelly Oubre off the bench, 22 from Jordan Poole off the bench, 14 from Wiggins, even though it wasn't efficient, 19 from Kent Bazemore. We haven't talked about him yet. 7 of 12 as a starting shooting guard, 7 of 12 overall, 4 of 6 from three-point range, 9 rebounds, 6 steals, 3 assists, 2 blocks. I mean, he was awesome. That was probably his best game of the year. But nobody's talking about it because you lose, because Steph once went cold. Now, granted, it was close. It was very close. Had Wiggins made that layup at the end, it goes to overtime. Who knows what happens? I think they lose because they didn't have the legs, but who knows? Who knows? You'd have a chance. It was a close game. You didn't need Steph to score 30. You really only needed Steph to make a couple of more three-pointers in that fourth quarter. A few more shots. You know? You didn't need him to score 30, but you could have used 25 out of Steph. We'll see. If he can get back to that sort of level, 25, 27 points per game, and then this bench and everything else sort of holds up here, I mean, you're not going to be able to count on 19 points from Kent Bazemore every night. But Kelly Oubre, Jordan Poole, they're going to be productive off the bench. So all that stuff matters, but you do, like, at the end of the day, you just need Steph to do Steph things. Coming up, the big takeaway from the trip, but first let's talk about BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. The NBA is making the playoff push, and the NHL season and Major League Baseball are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. Again, head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today, and you'll receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit, but only when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Support for today's show also comes from Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of vehicle makes and models, it can be impossible to stock all of the parts you need for your car, especially now, while you might not be able to visit a traditional store, so do it easily online at rockauto.com. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts to customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all of the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck, and then write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us?" box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. That's RockAuto.com. The Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 podcast presented by Locked On and Odyssey is happening now, featuring analysis from our NFL experts Michael Irvin, Jason Lockenfora, and Brian Baldinger, our local experts for every team making trades and picking the next stars of their team. Search the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 podcast on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your audio home for all the sports, podcast, music, and news that matters to you. That's Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. All right, I want to get to our big takeaway from the five-game trip. The Warriors go 3-2 on the trip. Tough loss in Boston, tough loss in Washington. Could have been a 4-1 trip. Hell, it could have been a 5-0 trip. But still, to me, this trip was a season, could be a season-defining trip for Golden State. Certainly, it seems to be a season-turning trip. This was a turning point in their season because the Warriors have figured some things out, right? And look, part of this is the fact that James Wiseman got hurt only a couple weeks ago, and that Kevon Looney now is in that starting lineup. And so if you look at what that starting lineup has done in April, that Warriors starting group of Steph, Bazemore, Wiggins, Draymond, and Looney starting at center, offensive rating, 111.8 points per 100 possessions. Defensive rating, 111.8 points allowed per 100 possessions. They are exactly the same. In 10 games in April, that starting lineup has a net rating of exactly zero. They are not outscoring opponents by any amount, and they are not getting outscored by any amount. But considering where they were coming from, with James Wiseman and Kelly Oubre in that starting lineup in place of Looney and Bazemore, they were getting outscored by nearly 8 points per 100 possessions. So this new starting lineup, at least in the month of April, has been 8 points per 100 possessions better than the old starting lineup. That, to me, is as much a reason for the Warriors' recent success as anything else. Now, obviously, Steph's otherworldly numbers are a big part of that. But so is the fact that Kent Bazemore is a more willing ball mover, and most obviously is the fact that Kevon Looney has been a positive all season long in place of James Wiseman. And without the priority of having to develop Wiseman for next season, the Warriors have been able to prioritize short-term winning and trying to make the most of this season and this play-in tournament and potentially even trying to leapfrog this play-in tournament. We talked on yesterday's show about how it could be that the Warriors would dodge the play-in tournament altogether and get the sixth seed. It's still a possibility, despite last night's loss in Washington. So that, to me, is the big takeaway, not just from that road trip, but from the month of April in general. It feels like the Warriors are playing their best basketball. It is not a coincidence that James Wiseman's injury happened in the middle of that stretch, but even before Wiseman got hurt. Let's remember, 2.5 games, the Warriors were looking good. Wiseman was finding his own. So it's not just, like, Wiseman, had he been healthy, I think would have been able to contribute to this. Now, the starting lineup would have still had its problems because Wiseman defensively was still hit or miss. Mostly miss, if we're being honest. Fine, it's fine. He's a rookie. It's fine. But with this starting lineup, they've been very good. The last five, let's take a look at where they rank just from the road trip. Again, Warriors go 3-2. Eighth in offensive rating in the league. Third in defensive rating in the league. First in net rating. That's the last five games. Now, you can't extrapolate that for the rest of the season. That's not fair. That was probably going to be the best stretch of Steph Curry's season, was over the last 10 games. Specifically those last five, where he was scoring 40 points. In April, they're still pretty good. 21st in offensive rating, which is an improvement for where they were. 8th in defensive rating, so it seems like the defense has kind of come back after a really rough March where they ranked at the bottom of the league in defensive rating for that month. They now are back in the top 10, which is where they wanted to be all season long. They wanted to be a top 10 defense all season long. You're a little bit below average on offense. You're a top 10 defense, and you're 15th in net rating. The best 15 teams typically get into the playoffs. So, still like the Warriors' chances. Big takeaways are that they have figured out the starting lineup with Bazemore in Oubre's place and Kevon Looney now starting at center. You're going to get Juan Toscano-Anderson back eventually. He'll help you with some small ball stuff. Maybe the Warriors could still add a big man off the bench. Maybe. We'll see. But you've seemed to figure things out. Kent Bazemore plays better with Steph Curry. Kevon Looney sets great screens for Steph Curry. There is a reason why he all of a sudden started scoring 40 a game. It's not just because of the incredible shot making, though that is a large part of it. He's been an incredible shot maker all season. But when you have Bazemore in there, who's a willing ball mover, willing to swing the ball from the weak, from the strong side to the weak side and vice versa, when you got Kevon Looney setting great high screens for Steph so that it's not just Draymond Green as Steph's pick and roll partner, all of a sudden he has a little bit more room. Go back and watch these threes that he's been making. So much of them are just calling the screen for Kevon Looney, him coming up and setting up a screen, flipping that screen at the last minute, doing something. He knows the nuances that Steph works with. There is a reason it's working. There is a reason it's working. The Warriors have nothing else to do now but to shoot for the playoffs. That's been helpful. James Wiseman's long to development. That meniscus surgery and the rehab that's going to come with it, that's going to be detrimental to him in his long-term development. It will be, okay? That year one to year two leap may not happen the way that the Warriors were hoping because of this rehab. But that doesn't matter right now. Right now what matters is just the Warriors trying to gun for this playoff spot. That'll do it for us today. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, say nice things about the show. You can send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg or email them to me at wgoldberg@bayareanewsgroup.com. Thanks for listening.